Well, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mary Birch, and I'm here to welcome you and thank all of you for being in attendance this afternoon. I'd also like to issue a special thank you to many of our elected officials and community leaders who have deigned to join us here today. It's a very special day. Today is a day to celebrate. Today is a day to honor. Today is a day to welcome. And towards that end, again, thank you for being here. It's a very exciting time for this community. It's my pleasure now to introduce to you the general manager of the Kansas City Wizards, Kurt Johnson.
Mary, thank you very much. I echo those comments on behalf of the Kansas City Wizards, our players, staff, and fans. Thank you for being here. We're in our 11th year, Major League Soccer, as well as the Kansas City Wizards, and clearly this is the most significant day for soccer in Mid-America. It is my pleasure to introduce someone who has played an enormous role in Major League Soccer's growth, Kansas City Wizards building their foundation here, as well as the growth of soccer in this country for four decades. Someone that I revere, I've worked with for 7 years, and have grown to love and admire and thoroughly respect. Someone who is such a figure in this city and so important to so many things that are Kansas City. I'll turn the microphone over to Lauren Hunt.
Thank you. Thanks, Kurt. I want to begin by going off stage here and introduce my son Clark and my son Dan. We're over here to the side if they'll hold up their hands. Clark. And somewhere here is the president of Hunt Sports, John Wagner. John, are you nearby? Back in the back. He is. All right. John agreed to serve as a doorman today. So I'm going to be fairly brief. I'm here to announce in a formal way the family's interest in the Kansas City Wizards have been sold, and also our related interest in Soccer United Marketing, known as SUM, to a six-person group of Kansas City area residents led by Cerner Corporation executives Neil Patterson and Cliff Illig. The purchasing group also includes Pat Curran, David French, Greg Madej, and Rob Heineman. And there's biographical information on each of these gentlemen in your packet. The acquiring entity is OnGoal LLC, which sounds pretty fancy to me. The purchasing documents were signed and completed yesterday, and the new ownership group will take over the operation of the Wizards on September 1st, formally on September 1st. All current Wizards employees will continue with the organization. During the last 10-plus years, the Hunt family has had a terrific association with the Wizards organization. We were able to meet this morning with our front office staff people, and also with the players and coaches as a group, and give them advance notice of this transaction. And I'm especially pleased to be able to see us consummate this transaction with the end result that the Wizards will continue in Kansas City and the Kansas City metropolitan area. I'll leave the applause on that one. We had numerous conversations, I'm going to say no less than 10 or 12 different groups, some from Kansas City, many from other cities who wanted to move the team to their community. But fortunately, the leadership of OnGoal and their associates have a passion for the heart of America, and I am convinced that they're going to succeed in their goal of getting the soccer-specific stadium for the area. And they're definitely going to contribute to the long-range success of Major League Soccer. By the way, we have the commissioner of Major League Soccer, Don Garber, here with us today. and also the mayor of Overland Park, Mr. Gerlach, and you're gonna hear from them in just a minute. But I'm not gonna go into the entire press release. I'm finished and it kind of summarizes some thoughts that I had there. And from a sentimental standpoint, I want to especially say thanks to our employees who have been very loyal with this organization, who have gone through a couple of year period here where the team has been for sale. And my son Clark and John Wagner, who I mentioned earlier, were stayed on the goal for this last 21 months or so while the team has been for sale, and were instrumental in helping consummate this transaction. Without further ado, I want to introduce the principals and on goal, and I'm going to introduce them both together because I thought they were twins. I thought they were paired together, but I'm going to let them speak as they would have you hear their message. The new owners of the Kansas City Wizards, Neil Patterson and Cliff Illy. We've got a presentation a little later, but I'm not going to interrupt the flow of the speeches right now.
So I've just learned something that was following Lamar Hunt and in the Hunt family in ownership of a professional team is an undaunting thought. There's no question that, and I think most everybody knows the Cliff and Neil story, we are entrepreneurs, and Lamar is one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the country, and he's the greatest sportsman in this country, in my opinion. So I thought following him in his ownership would be very difficult. Following him on the podium is really pretty hard, too. So, Lamar, thank you very much for everything you've done for this community. It is enormous. I've gotten to know Lamar over the last couple of years. And for his long-term 44-year connection to Kansas City, he would spend many years. He spent 100 days a year here in town. So to me, I know his driver's license probably says Texas. He is a Kansas Cityan, and I've always claimed him as such. So your contribution to both professional sports and Kansas City has been enormous, and we all in this community owe you a huge debt of gratitude. So. I think this my 16-year-old daughter called me. I'm on vacation, so I'm really someplace else. That's why I didn't get the dress code memo. But she called me last week and said, "Dad, I'm writing this story about the American Dream." And she said, "It's not really about you, but I'm going to use a little bit of you in it." I thought, that's kind of cool. So there's no question, Cliff and I have got to live the American Dream. I can claim to be a poor farm boy who grew up and came to the big city, because that's actually all fact. But this is a great country where you can take ideas and go build stuff with this. So today at Cerner, we're approaching $1.5 billion of revenue. We have over 7,000 associates all around the world. It all came from Cliff and I and another fellow named Paul Gorp sat at a picnic table in Lewis Park and drew a picture. And we went and built that. So now following Lamar, okay, it's the ownership of, I got to believe that's part of the American Dream too. So this is surreal. To me, the coolest part of the day so far has been there's a row here. If I could get the players of the Wizards to stand up. So the coolest part of the day was meeting these guys, kind of one, in a room. Turn around, so. Now, this, you go ahead and sit down. This is the winning. Now, Lamar and I, we debated already this morning the winningest franchise in Kansas City history. Okay. Now, I'm taking the position. This is the winningest franchise in Kansas City history. I think the numbers certainly
over the last decade, because we've made the playoffs 7 out of 10 times, right? And we are going to make it this year. Okay, so I think the Wizards have exceeded, at least over the last 10 years, the greatest winning franchise in Kansas City. We're going to continue that. We're going to beat the Dallas team too, right? Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of, we've had a little bit of fun here this morning, but this is an amazing group of young men. Come from an amazing background. So there were individuals from all through Europe, all through South America, and also a couple of Kansas Cityans and a Springfield player. So soccer is, I travel the world around healthcare. Soccer is the sport for the rest of the world, the number one sport. Cliff and I, the reason we did this, we're convinced, we really believe soccer will be the number one or two sport in the year 2020 in the United States, be the top professional sport or the number two professional sport in the United States. So this, to us, is the exact right time, and feel kind of embarrassed about it, because we're standing on the shoulders of what Lamar and his family have done with soccer in this country, and to be able to come in at this time is an amazing opportunity. So we see an opportunity here to be part of keeping soccer, professional soccer in Kansas City, and helping make soccer in the United States the top professional sport in the year 2020. Now, the hardest question I've had so far today has been from one of the team members, and looked straight in the eye and says, "What do you know about soccer?" And I do believe one of the issues in this country is there's a generation gap, and my answer reflected that. I said, look, I'm the generation whose kids play soccer. So what I know about soccer from a sport didn't come the way my sons and frankly daughters learn soccer. So we've got a lot to learn here, but we're glad to be here. With that, Cliff has a over a 30-year history of completing my thought. I'm going to bring Cliff up, and he'll finish the things I started, and then and he'll add another comment. Thanks, Cliff.
Well, this is a great day for Kansas City. I think it's a particularly great day for Johnson County, Overland Park, sports fans in Kansas City, and people that really want to see our community prosper and grow well into the future. Before I continue, I want to do just one other thing. We've got a number of members of the Wizards staff here as well. If you would either stand up or hold up your hand so the other people in the room can see who you are, I'd appreciate it. Wizards, they're kind of all over. Any of us that have built organizations and expect organizations to do great things over time recognize that it's a huge team effort. The guys on the field are the ones that we live and die with every day as they try to do what they do well. But it takes a bunch of people on the staff to put the resources in place, take care of the arrangements, make sure everything works as it should. And then just for the record, Lamar noted our Neil's my partners in this venture. I want to introduce them to you so they can raise their hand. You can see who they are. Pat Curran. Greg Madej. Rob Heineman. And David French. Unless anyone thinks that Neil and I are really responsible for getting this done, I can tell you that these guys have been working on this project much, much longer than we have. They are great Kansas City entrepreneurs in their own right. We've had a very, very good relationship with them as we've put all this together, and we're looking forward to going forward. Now, I think I can say something relatively knowledgeably about the value of partnerships. Neil and I have had a super partnership for 30-some years. We've got a lot done with that. As he said, we started with a vision, and very fortunately and really as a result of the efforts of just thousands of people in our organization, that do great things every day, our company has become quite successful. What we're about to do here in Kansas City is going to require some pretty spectacular partnerships as well. Certainly our relationship with the Hunts is one of those. We are about to embark on a new relationship, a new partnership with the other owners in the MLS, and Don will speak to that very shortly. We're also going to be starting a significant relationship with a number of the organizations that are represented here today, a number of our public entities here in our community that we're going to have to work with to put a world-class soccer venue in place here in Johnson County. And it's going to take a couple of years to do that, but we're quite anxious to get started. So today is the beginning. It's not an end. I would like to add my thanks to Lamar and Dan and Clark for the job that they have done. They are individuals with a vision, a very long-term vision for the role that soccer can play, not only in this community, but across our nation. And they've worked hard. They put significant financial resources at risk to get us to the point where we can have a session like this. I think Kansas City is going to be a significant beneficiary. But we're all going to have to work together to proceed, and we are anxious to get that started. So with that, I think I'm turning it back over to Lamar. Thank you.
Thanks, Cliff. We're going to have an opportunity for Q&A here in just a minute, but in the meantime, we're very honored that the Commissioner of Major League Soccer, Don Garber, is here with us today. He flew in this morning from New York, I guess. And without further ado, Don Garber.
Thank you very much, Lamar, and good afternoon to all of you. It's a very, very exciting time for all of us in professional soccer in this country. We're here for the announcement of the sale of the Kansas City Wizards to this very passionate new ownership group. But before I talk a bit about them, I thought it would be very appropriate to share a few words about Lamar and Clark and Dan and President of Hunt Sports, John Wagner, and thank them for all that they've done here in Kansas City with the Wizards and certainly all that they have done with and for Major League Soccer over the years. Those of you who are here locally have probably gotten calls from Lamar. He and I actually a number of years ago went on some season ticket pitches and group ticket pitches. This is a team that Lamar personally has been very, very engaged in over the last 11 seasons, and the Hunt Sports Group will continue to be very engaged and supportive of Major League Soccer. All of you who know Lamar and know his experiences with professional football may or may not know his and his family's contributions to professional soccer in this country. Those contributions are truly legendary. When the final book is written about soccer in this country, the first chapter will be entitled Lamar Hunt. He is a man that is one of the founding fathers of the sport. For those of you who don't know, the first National Soccer Medal of Honor that was awarded by the Soccer Hall of Fame was awarded to Lamar, and the last trophy in front of you is called the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And for those of you who don't think soccer has a long history in the United States, the U.S. Open Cup is the oldest sports competition in the United States, won, by the way, by the Kansas City Wizards in 2004. So this is not an end of the Hunt's involvement. It's just the beginning of a new chapter of what is going to happen in taking professional soccer to a new level in this country. So, Lamar, on behalf of all of your fans here in Kansas City, those that are wearing the blue and white, certainly on behalf of all of your players and certainly on behalf of your partners in Major League Soccer and all of the administrators that work in the sport, thanks for all that you've done here in Kansas City and throughout the country, and also to Clark and Dan and to John Wagner. It's very exciting to officially welcome Neil and Cliff, Rob, Pat, David, and Greg to the rest of the On Goal partnership ownership group to the Major League Soccer family. We're thrilled to have a local group that will help take the sport to a new level here, that will provide some of the great entrepreneurial spirit and experience that they've had with Cerner to take Major League Soccer to new heights here in this region. We're very confident that their experience in business will add value to this team and this market, and also very confident that they'll form the right partnerships with the local soccer community and the political community to continue their discussions, hopefully positively, on a new soccer facility in this region. It's been said that now is a good time for professional soccer in the United States, and that's a true statement. The league continues to grow. Our goal will be 16 MLS teams by the end of the decade. Just a number of weeks ago, we announced the finalization of long-term television agreements for MLS with ABC and ESPN and HDNet, as well as with Fox. We'll be announcing in the next couple of weeks our first long-term agreement with Univision for Spanish language coverage for Major League Soccer. And we also believe that our talent pool is highly underrated. Very pleased that the players got up and turned around and were able to get recognized. These are people that live in the community, players that you could be proud of, and we're very happy that they're players that will continue to live in the Kansas City region for years and years to come. Young players continue to thrive in our league and contribute to the growth of our national team, and we believe that our international players are as good as they've ever been in the 11-year history of Major League Soccer. So very exciting things to come on the field over the next number of years. MLS does believe in Kansas City. We've been working hard to try to finalize an agreement with a local group that can keep the team here in this market. It was very important to find a local group that had passion for the sport, but also had the ability, the resources, and the vision to secure the partnerships necessary to get a facility built. The team is doing well. They've had seven of the last 11 years have been in the playoffs, and we're very confident that they'll continue to have some of the success that they've enjoyed over the last number of years. Very importantly, this is the kind of ownership group that we believe is going to drive the success of Major League Soccer. They're local. They have an entrepreneurial spirit. They have a belief in the sport, and those are the kinds of people that will team up with the Hunts and the Anschutz Group and Stan Kroenke and others to help take Major League Soccer to the level where we all believe it can be one of the true major professional sports leagues in the United States. So with that, I think I'm going to throw it back to Lamar. This is a very exciting day for Major League Soccer, a very exciting day for the Kansas City Wizards, and a very, very exciting day for professional sports in the United States. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don. If I could ask Kurt Johnson if he could supply me the goodies here after our next speaker, who is going to be the mayor of Overland Park, the Honorable Carl Gerlach. Mayor?
Thank you. Lamar, thank you very much. And I just want to take a moment to thank Lamar and Neil and Cliff for holding this today here in this convention center. First, I guess I'd like to say, Cliff and Neil, I think you're right. You got a very, very good team here. And they obviously are talented. But they also, having to do a little bit with sports in my background, know you've got to have more than just talent. You've got to have a coachable team. And Neil, when you asked them to stand, they did. And they didn't go down until you asked them to sit down also. They are very coachable. So, but what I'd really like to do is, Lamar, I'd like to just make a few comments about the professional championship teams that you've owned in the Kansas City area. I want to thank you for everything that you've done for the entire Kansas City metropolitan area. You've taken risks, but you've always had a commitment to your community. And this community has benefited because of those risks you have taken for this community, and we really appreciate it. And it's exciting to me today that Cliff and Neil are going to follow that tradition of a long-term commitment to this Kansas City metropolitan community. Lamar, you really are a success in my mind, and I've got to say I admire you for the contributions that you've given to our community. This is a new day in Kansas City metropolitan area. To me, the Kansas City Wizard fans also have got to be extremely excited, and I would say as excited as they are during the games that Cliff and Neil have taken over and decided to purchase the team today. I also want to take just a second to thank Commissioner Dave Lindstrom, who's done so much for soccer in this community. Dave, thank you very much. I just want to finish by saying I believe not only the Metropolitan fans, but the fans in the surrounding states are truly excited to know that the Wizards team is going to stay in this metropolitan area. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Okay. I didn't see that. Just hold on to that. We have two goodies to distribute here, and I'm going to ask Neil Patterson to come up and first accept the new Wizards number one jersey.
I don't know if it'll fit you, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then secondly, and I'll present this one to Cliff, it's an official ball, and I see it's signed. The first signature I see here is Chet North, our trainer. And there are a number of other signatures on there. By the way, Chet and three other people have been with the Wizards organization for the full 10 3/4 years, and I call them the Fab Four. So it's appropriate, and Cliff, I'm going to present this to you.
Thank you, Lamar. Thank you. Thank you.
If there are questions, I know Cliff and Neil would be happy to jointly answer them, so I'll let them step back to the mic.
Olé, olé! You don't want us singing, so. So, thoughts, questions? We have a few moments. The design here, we're taking questions from the press. So.
Front row.
Front row. Yes, sir. Two very good questions. Rob,
the goal would be to have the stadium open. This is where I get to come up and answer. The goal will be to have it open by April 2009. In the interim, we'll play in a retrofitted stadium somewhere in Johnson County. Our efforts are well underway to find that stadium. Two things that will be important to us about that. Number one is that it will be an environment conducive to our players achieving a championship level. And number two, it will be in a spot that will be, you know, tremendous fan experience. Which are two things that are critical, not only in a new stadium, but in the interim.
Go to Plan B. You know, we're business folks, so you go build a company like Cerner, you always have Plan B. So Plan A is going to work. Yeah, please. Hi, Dan. No, we're not. We like the Wizards. So, that's a good question. I think this is a global sport, okay? And outside of this country, people look to, you know, this is the Kansas City region. So, that'll be a question. We don't have the answer to that. Good question. Yes, sir. Hi, Mike.
Lamar told you, it's a done deal. And there's no contingencies. No, we're entrepreneurs. We live every day in an environment that you got to go create. You got to create value, and if you create the value, you'll be successful. So.
I think there's very few opportunities you get to build something world-class, and we've got that opportunity here in Kansas City. And we think the interplay between a championship field complex and the finest stadium in Major League Soccer is a winner, and that's a world-class amenity, and that's the goal. You know, we're at the very early stages of formulating what the plan will be. There's a public process in place. To date, we've been very open about where site selection and how that process occurred. I think we're going to continue to be very public about the financing as it comes together. But today's, you know, not the time to talk about that.
We hope there's another major press conference in the future.
That's right.
My gosh, how many did you send? You know, kind of, if you will, the story of the deal. Okay, so you're here to write the story. You know, I was actually in New York doing my day job. Got a phone call from Greg McDay. Greg and I know each other from the American Royal Board. And he says, do you have any interest in buying the Wizards? And this group of entrepreneurs has worked on this for a couple of years. My first response is probably not. Hasn't crossed my mind. I didn't wake up this morning thinking of that. But I said, let us look and think through this. So there was kind of, that started a thread of consciousness around this. But really the deal was the dinner that Clark and Lamar came to Kansas City, and we had dinner. Cliff and I had dinner with them. And we talked soccer. We talked the history of the MLS. We talked about it as a business and as entrepreneurs to entrepreneurs. And I kind of ended the dinner. It was a great dinner. We ended the dinner, and we're reading down the plaza. We're walking back to the car. I said, Cliff, let's grab a drink. So went to a bar, and I said, you know, this is the greatest sports entrepreneur ever. And he just explained to us the business of soccer, and even though we're buying the team that he created, you know, today, we're still partners at the league level. And I told Cliff, I said, we want to be in business with Lamar. So it was that was the moment. That, 3 months ago.
Same day, the two streets of Denver Proctor.
It was a good day then. So that would have been
November.
I'm not sure what day. Yeah. So there was a moment, and then there's a whole lot to put the deals together, and yeah. And now didn't learn until later how tough of a business guy he is. I don't know if it's Lamar or Clark or Dan, but so there's, you know, there's lots to the deal. But no, there was the moment that, you know, this is the most thought through concept of a professional league that exists. And it was, you know, a big part of the architect was done here. And it says, we want to be in business with them. So I think we're undisclosed. So, but, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we'd have said too much because he'd have said too little. So it was, this is a great time. It was a fair price, and it's a great time to be part of soccer. It really is. Okay. Where's your sports fans? I don't. Okay. Hang on. No, it's personally financed. So, I mean, there's a so it was a cash transaction. No. Mike, why don't you guys all set together? Why are you wearing shorts? I mean, look at the team's dressed up, man. In the locker room, they had shorts on. So. Okay. That's a matter of opinion. Well, I'm going to do the first, or the second part first. Why soccer? Soccer is the greatest opportunity in the United States. The rest of the world, it is all about soccer. And so over the next 15 years, soccer is going to, every year, become increasingly a bigger part of the consciousness of the sports fan in this country. So part of that's generational. I believe this year the finals, the NBA, and the World Cup were going on at the same time. And the Nielsen polling for World Cup soccer was greater than the NBA finals. Am I correct?
That's right.
For the finals. So from a business, this has a huge future. So now, is anybody in
the only side?
Pat Curran, do you have a background in sports? So this is kind of the questions that the team asks. What do you guys know about soccer? So I don't think any of us have background.
Through a family entity, my father and I own an NBA development league team, the Sioux Falls Sky Force.
There you go.
We're in sports.
Now, software, healthcare. We got, one more question? One more. Hi, Steve. Actually, we feel pretty good about this community. There is a huge soccer contingent, okay, and fan base. We as business people just have to basically make sure that we reach out to that group. We got to reach out to the corporate side of Kansas City, and we believe we can grow the attendance in the stadium, particularly when we build a new stadium. We believe we'll fill it. So we have a lot of confidence here. Rob, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think it's a totally different opportunity from a fan experience, and I mean, our goal is to build, you know, the finest stadium in Major League Soccer, supported by the finest staff, and fill that with the finest fans in Major League Soccer watching the finest players. I mean, it's a pretty easy goal, and anything less than that, not what we're interested in.
Okay, we're landing. Okay, and that would be Cliff. So, you notice how he kind of tries to stay out of the limelight here, so you have to close.
Actually, I kind of hate closing. This is a great group of people gathered here today. I want to thank everybody that took their time out of what I assume is a busy day doing other things to come not only help us get a kind of new era for Kansas City sports started, but also I think more importantly, it's an opportunity for all of us again to extend our appreciation and thanks to the Hunt family, Lamar Hunt, for everything they've done in helping us put this on a track that is going to do very, very well in the future. So appreciate you all being here. Thank you. Excuse me. Oh, okay.
I will echo those comments. I thank all of you for coming. One last thank you is to all the people here who have helped to grow this game for so many years. To the people that started the first leagues here, the people I see out there that coach kids of all ages, to the administrators, to the referees, to the parents that carpool 20, 30 minutes each way to practice. We thank you, and we thank all of you for being here, and what a great day. Have a great afternoon.